you give me a warm feeling about your family, your mother, your father. You had a good family that you came from.
Oh, we had a good family. You know, if you're building a business, every dime we could come up with went in the business. We didn't have a fancy home. It was a nice home. It's at 25th in Lewis. It's still there. I drive by it every now and then. Dad paid $11,005 for it, I think. Three bedrooms, one bath. Furnace didn't work very well. But we all grew up there. We didn't really move out of there until I was gone. Imagine, we were all gone out of the house. Dad had a heart attack after that, and he couldn't get up and down the stairs. You know, it was a neat neighborhood, Utica Square at that time was a bowling alley and a miniature golf course, and the hospital was the Little Red Hospital over there. Saul's Grill was right across the street. Times were good. Sometimes everything's got to be so grandiose, and I think sometimes everything gets over-organized. We had a bunch of great kids in that neighborhood, and they all got along great. I had the best. My dad had Parkinson's for 12 years. Mom took care of him. My kids have done well.
And let's name your children.
I've got a son, Harry Jr., and lives outside of Washington, D.C. He's the young one. He went through the MBA program at Stillwater and just was fortunate enough to get on with IBM. Spent 15 years with IBM and then was with BMC and then was McAfee Security and now is president of Handysoft, a small software company outside of Washington, Oakton. Then Kathy is in Edmond. She's the principal of Cross Timbers, a large grade school over there. She has two daughters. A younger one's at OU, just selected as one of the 12 outstanding sophomores. Her older one was a merit semifinalist, went to University of Georgia. They both made the Palm Squad as freshmen in their schools. Hey, life is good. My kids, we ate dinner at 7 o'clock usually, but we had dinner every evening together. And laugh and talk. And, you know, I think that's one of the problems. I had goals for my kids. I wanted them each to play an individual sport, and I wanted them each to be on a team sport. So I wanted them to learn they got to be part of a team, but in the final analysis, if it is to be, it is up to me, which is 10 two-letter words that say the way life is. And that came from an oil man, Swearingen. Wayne Swearingen. He and I used to swap sayings. Dad had 100 of them. You get what you inspect, not what you expect.
You get what you inspect.
Inspect, not what you expect. But Wayne was good. If I'd see him anywhere, we always tried to have one. His brother was a professor when I was in Stillwater, an economic professor, but later became president of BLK.
His name?
Gene Swearingen.
Gene, and then it was Wayne.
Wayne.
Gene.
Wayne was, I think, president of LVL. Gene used to tell the story that his mother thought Wayne was changing jobs too many. Every two or three years he'd change jobs, but he kept moving up in these oil companies. She wanted him to stay with one job and then stay with it. Oh, John, I've just been so fortunate, so lucky. A lot of good friends like you.
Well, here you are 80.
80 last December.
And your mother lived to be?
97, so I've got some good genes.
You've got another 20 years to go, don't you?
Yeah. Part of my health, I had a great internist named Bob Lubin, who was just marvelous and straightened me out early when I didn't eat right and didn't exercise and was workaholic and got me to start jogging. I jogged 2 miles this morning. Not too fast anymore, but got me eating right and getting out of the business.
When's the last time you've been fishing?
Well, I haven't fished all winter. You know, it's interesting as you get older, these old bones don't take to the cold weather like they used to, but it won't be long.
Well, thank you, Harry, for this. This was very good.
Oh, hey, I've enjoyed it.
You just told us about the way it was back then, and we wished we would have been there with you.
Well, you were there part of it, though. You know, you and I met.
I was in 76 when I came to Tulsa, so in there.
Draw your dad contest. We had a contest. Father's Day, you had to come in the store. You had to draw a picture of your dad for Father's Day, and he won a bicycle. We gave away about 10 bicycles. You were nice enough to be the judge on that. Yeah, Madge said, they've got this nice new guy down at KRMG. I'm going to ask him to do it. So.
And Ron Blue brought me in there.
Ron Blue, yeah. You know, we'd had so many great, great people. Quick story there. We had a vacation promotion. Ron came to Madge and said, Madge, I'd like to put this promotion up for promotion of the year or something. I don't know. But anyway, we had a rule. We didn't enter contests. We were in business to do business. Some stores get so carried away with trying to enter window contests and all this. So Madge came to me, and Ron said he'd do all of it. I said, fine. We like Ron. And we won the Governor's Cup that year for vacation promotions. We did a deal 2 weeks during the summer, Oklahoma Vacation Land. And we got all kind of brochures in the stores around Coffee Call promoting Oklahoma. So Madge and I drove down. George Nye was the governor at that time. He presented the award. He and I laughed. We had a good time together because he and I had been friends before. And I've still got that plaque over here at the lake up on the wall. I always laugh about that. You know who we beat out for that? Daily Oklahoma.
Oh.
You know? So little organizations can win.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, John.
That was great.